Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Russian investigators say a suicide bomber carried out Monday's deadly attack on a crowded subway train in St. Petersburg during a visit by President Vladimir Putin, the city's native son. The country's investigative committee says it discovered the burned remains of a man who they believe killed 14 people and left nearly 50 others injured. Earlier Tuesday, intelligence authorities in Kyrgyzstan, Moscow's close ally, identified the suspected bomber as Akbarjan Jalilov, who was born there in 1995. It's not clear if Jalilov was a suicide bomber identified by both Russian and Kyrgyzstan authorities. In Moscow, religious worshippers remembered the victims in this service. No one has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack. The death toll in a suspected gas attack in northern Syria now stands at 58 civilians, according to a group dedicated to monitoring that country's civil war. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 11 children were among the dead after airstrikes on the town of Khan Sheikhoun in the northern province of Idlib. The observatory says many of the victims were left choking, suffocating, vomiting, and foaming at the mouth after the bombing. The British-based group says it's unclear whether Russian or Syrian warplanes carried out the attack. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This reminder that this is VOA News.